You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Bless These Braces.
My name is Tam. I'm a writer and a comedian.
When I was a teenager, I had a bat mitzvah and a quinceañera. Now, I'm talking to my favorite writers, actors, and comedians about their coming-of-age ceremonies as we remember what it felt like to supposedly become an adult.
I mean, there's a lot of boner-related stuff.
All I wanted was to be popular and cool, and I wasn't at all.
It was just like there was so much happening in my body.
My bar mitzvah, they did it at a deli.
This is Bless These Braces.
Listen to Bless These Braces from Funny or Die on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
Come, Mr. Tellyman, telling me bananas. Yep, there it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me.
The podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listener, have at home. It's your time, baby.
You're a superstar.
Yeah, you're the only one we care about out there. And
that's
and
it, just you.
That's why we're reading your emails. We're going to read your emails. We're going to talk through your stupidity, your specific stupidity, and we hope you'll grow from it.
Yeah, we want to fix you, dummy.
And we know everybody keeps saying you can't be fixed. You're just a person of the streets. But we hope to change that.
We want to make you a person of the house.
Yeah. We're going to show you how to use a spoon,
yeah,
you savage.
They say you don't want to be saved, but I say different.
Listen up, ho. We're talking to you. We got an email from a person named Jordan.
Jordan
sent us an email. That subject line was thick like a bowl of oatmeal.
Once again, caught our attention immediately.
Yeah. You got our ear, Jordan.
Yeah. Any email heading where I'm like, there might be a pick.
Uh-huh.
Instant open.
Sure. There might be a pick or a threat of more picks.
Yeah, I'll open that. Yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not saying I'm going to like it, but I'm definitely going to open it.
No, but I want to see.
Yeah. Jordan sent us the email. They said, hello, Langston and David. Big fan of the pod. And as an open micer, you yuck. I take
Gross.
Comfort in having another layer of respect for both of you in the body of work. Thank
well,
you,
don't,
Jordan.
Because we don't respect you or your minimal body of work. Comedy's closed. Don't come.
Yeah, comedy shut down, Jordan. We're sorry to be the ones
to
tell you
this. What do
you
want to do this anyways for? Go learn an instrument, idiot.
Come on, man. There's a real clearance sale happening here. But you know what's still available is saxophones.
You can get pussy off the bad ones. You don't think if you're great on an oboe, somebody's going to throw it at you?
Come on, man. If you sauce on a recorder, you might get a fair amount of ass.
Oh, yeah. Hot cross buns?
If you do like a jazzy hot cross bun,
yeah. You
come
know,
on, Jordan.
Put it in Fruity Loops. Figure it out.
But Jordan said, my mama told me black men who make hungry and horny sounds at fine women are descendants of cannibals and they shall not be trusted.
Let me tell you this from the top of this. I hate this. Continue.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, please tell me why. I'm excited.
Oh,
to
we're
hear.
Savages. That's what the answer is to all this. They're cannibalistic savages.
Yeah. No,
because I've never heard a white man say anything inappropriate about a woman on the street.
Right. Yeah, the construction worker like stereotype was never for black men. It was always a white Italian man yelling at a lady across the way.
Yes. Yes. Now, did we pick it up and do our part to run with it?
Bro.
Yeah.
We remixed it hard.
I don't even know if we remixed it as much as we just we took it as our own.
Yeah. No, it's really it's Diddy taking that Sting song and really dedicating it to B.I.G. in a way that like, well, we forget that the police actually had their own intentions with that music.
Yeah, it's like when you hear this police song years later and you're like, oh shit, a white guy sang this?
Whoa.
I think that's maybe what we did with Catcalling.
Well, this white guy also misses the Notorious B.I.G. a lot. That's crazy.
That's crazy. I wonder if you ever heard the Diddy song.
I wonder if he knows him and Diddy both love the same man equally and in the same way.
But I'm sorry, continue. Was there more to this email?
There was a little bit more. They go on to say, Jordan goes on to say, this take has been sitting in my mind for several years, and for the life of me, I've been fighting the urge to defend her opposing side. So it sounds like he does not agree with his mother in her assessment that this is...
Wait, is this a white guy?
I don't think so. I'm not 100% sure, although if it is a white guy.
No. I'm not going to have your mom out here calling us cannibalistic savages.
Specifically black men who make hungry and horny sounds at fine women. I think the implication is that Jordan is black, but.
Is that just our own email bias, though?
Yeah, it's 2023, and I got to put some of those feelings aside.
So, I mean, this is complicated because if Jordan is black, let's talk it out. If not, fuck you and your mama and your punk ass daddy. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, your whole family can get it, and we don't care for none of y'all. I think presuming Jordan is black, that to your point, there is something sort of like icky about being like, yeah, look at that fucking street monster.
Yeah,
born of the most vile humans to ever walk the planet.
I gotta tread lightly because this person is still around.
Are you friends with a cannibal? What the fuck?
No. I know a guy, much like many people do also. Don't make me feel bad for this.
Sure.
I know a guy who is a cat caller out of car windows.
Okay.
And I asked him, and he does... My man, this is a black dude, but granted, he'll do like hubba hubba. Like, it's crazy. Bang. Oh, thank God. Olivia.
Okay, we've gotten verification that Jordan's black. And Jordan, we apologize for questioning your race, but...
Also, constant vigilance out here. You understand.
You know, we got to do our own research before we go... entertaining open, like, cannibalism.
I know a guy who catcalls, and he says it does work sometimes.
I all of my barbers catcall.
Damn, you know they're gonna throw the whole shop under the bus.
Yeah, the whole shop. It's almost cartoonish because it's on Melrose, so like it's
bro,
nothing.
Don't say where it's at. This is not good press.
I'm proud of them. I think they're doing great work. Okay. But not for this part. But, you know, they run a business. Good for them. But the point being...
Barbers always do seem like some dudes where it's like, if you couldn't have done this, you would be selling me weed.
Yeah, no, this or bust for y'all.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be anything else nice.
But, like, regularly a bad bitch will walk past and they'll, like as a group, collect at the window to like just appreciate, and then one of them will eventually like open the door and be like, baby girl, where you going? What you doing? What's your name? And like sometimes the fucking shit works.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I condone it, but The nigga's got clippers in his hands and he's taking care of my head. What do you want me to do? Stand up for what's right?
Oh, there's been many times I have not stood up for what was right in the barbershop.
And there'll be many times more.
That man has a problem. We shouldn't be buying these sweatsuits off him. No, I'm going to buy a fucking sweatsuit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, my father bought a bunch of fucking bunch of office supplies off of a crackhead last cut.
Whoa.
Yeah, like a bunch of pens and those Clorox wipes and shit.
Why does your barber need that?
He's still got clerical shit to do.
Okay. All right.
My barber fucks with crackheads. So I've also seen him be like, hey, I'll give you $20 if you go clean up the back. I know what's back there. Like they are really giving to the community.
Yeah, no, there's always like I would say once every four trips there's like a new crackhead sweeping the place. And
yeah, that's about where I'm at.
And he'll like ask for an extra dollar and they'll be like, get the fuck out of here. But you know they paid him something for what he did previously, kind of thing.
Have you ever gone to the barbershop and there's a crackhead who all of a sudden is like the administrative assistant?
I have not.
Like you know, like you walk in and he's got a broom and he's like, who do you see today? And he's like, oh, that chair right there. You know what I mean? It's like, sir, this is not a job.
Oh, you mean when he's appointed himself an administrative assistant? Yeah, I have had that.
Happens at gas stations as well a lot.
Yeah, where they're like, you can sit down over here, man. And it's like, yeah, it's a big ass bench, I think.
Yeah.
And it's empty. It's completely empty. I figured I could sit wherever I wanted.
But also, you know, good for him getting back into the workforce.
Bro, you gotta build up your resume. And if getting the fellas at this barbershop to sign off that like you had an internship with them works, do it.
Yeah, it's not a bad call.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Bless These Braces.
My name is Tam. I'm a writer and a comedian. When I was a teenager, I had a bat mitzvah and a quinceañera. Now, I'm talking to my favorite writers, actors, and comedians about their coming-of-age ceremonies as we remember what it felt like to supposedly become an adult.
I mean, there's a lot of boner-related stuff.
All I wanted was to be popular and cool, and I wasn't at all.
It was just like there was so much happening in my body.
My bar mitzvah, they did it at a deli.
This is Bless These Braces.
Listen to Bless These Braces from Funny or Die on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the question of descending from cannibals, I wonder, I guess the thing that popped in my head is how frequent or common were cannibals at a certain point in history? Were they just like much more frequent, like common than I think they were?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty extreme deviant behavior across the board. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, because it's not instinctual for us. Like, I think sharks are an example of an animal where, like, instinctually they will eat their young or
everything
other
under
sharks
the water.
And shit.
Everything under the water seems to really go after. But, like, yeah, I don't think it's like. I think it's extremely deviant behavior. I also think that, like, if you want to break it down, what's this lady saying? That, like, you're catcalling because you're hungry or something. If you're inherently hunting something, whether or not it is another human, you're not going to be like, damn, I want to eat that ass right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
People who go deer hunting aren't licking their lips while they're doing it.
Yeah, where's that venison at? I can fuck them up. No, they sit in blinders covered with deer piss until they're quiet enough for one to happen along for them to pop it off.
Right.
So I think, like, inherently this idea is flawed. And I think it's pretty much based in negative racism type shit. I think this is a trash take.
Yeah, I do think that there does seem to be, if it were just men who lick their lips and suck their chops or whatever the fuck it is, then maybe that makes more sense. But to make it a black thing makes it feel as if we are somehow more monstrous than our white counterparts.
Also, you make it sound like at some point we blur the lines between cannibalism and sex, which I think is whack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
This ain't Army Hammer shit. This is, if I eat people, I ain't necessarily fucking them.
Yeah, like I know the fucking difference. I'm not like, damn, look at those big ass titties because I want to drink some milk.
Yeah. Olivia sent us some research. She said that Europe boasts the oldest fossil evidence of cannibalism. Whoa. In 1999 science article, French paleontologists reported that 100,000-year-old bones from 6 Neanderthal victims found in French cave called Moula Gersi, is that correct? Had been broken by other Neanderthals in such a way as to extract marrow and brains.
Yeah, so these nasty, freaky dicky French people. So maybe it was sex then, because they did invent that kissing.
Yeah, they really went crazy on that kissing.
That was like talk about taking us from the past to the future.
Bro, if I invented kissing like that, I'd be neutral in a lot of wars too.
I think they'd have tried to kill you for your ideas.
Yeah, you're like, I got too much on the line.
Yeah, you were
here.
Like the first person to come out with that.
Yeah.
They would have been like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like, what was his name? Wasn't it Galileo who got like locked away because he was like, yeah, the earth ain't flat or whatever the fuck.
That's the same
vibes.
Yeah, because I mean, I think about the first time I French kissed, I didn't even know that it was overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much mouth, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's a scary first adventure, but boy, is it thrilling when it's happening.
Yeah, no, you figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah, or you don't, and that's where it gets bad.
Oh, man, that's the worry, right? Could you imagine being like an old person who's bad at kissing?
Yeah, it's tough.
I've met a lot of pretty people who are bad at kissing, though, and it's like, oh, because nobody ever told you because they were so happy to get in there.
I was about to say, some of the worst kissers I've ever been with have been pretty attractive women.
Same. Well, it's just like, damn, like, this isn't even, because it seems like it would be intuitive. It's like wrestling, but I guess not for everybody.
No, and I think some of it is like we're so self-conscious all the time as human beings that they're like in their heads making choices about what their mouth is going to do instead of just letting the mouth do what it does.
Yeah, you just got to relax.
Just take it easy.
So
it's like the foxtrot.
Yeah,
I lead.
Yeah,
just
come on.
To follow along.
This is French Kissing Bear 101, baby.
So I think based off of what we're reading, that cannibalism is much more of a white invention and much more of a inherently white thing. And so to put this on black men feels a little bit icky.
Yeah,
on this side
like
of the
it.
Table.
I don't like it at all.
So, Jordan, not only are we not a fans of your open mic comedy.
That being said, I'm not like pro catcalling. I don't want you guys to. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, I think that we have evolved past a point where we need to treat that as a serious engagement. That said, some people like different things than me. And I think that's okay. I'm not here to shame anybody for being able to engage with a person they're attracted to in a way that I think is weird or off-putting. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to yuck nobody's yum. So go crazy if that's how you work, but also respect that people have changed their minds on the way we speak to each other on a daily basis.
Yeah. I don't want to get yelled at anybody by the street. But I always only get like crazy people talk to me on the street a lot.
Do they? Do you?
And then once every, a lot.
Do you feel like?
Ever since I was a kid.
Do you feel like that's something you're welcoming, or is that just, they just presume something in your physical makeup where they're like, I could talk to him.
It's clearly something that I'm giving up and always have about being approachable, specifically to like crazy people though. It'll be like somebody on the bus yelling about some shit, and then they'll be like, you know what I'm talking about, right? And I'm like, whoa. And like I say, even when I was a kid, even when I was a kid, on the street, just like people would come up to me a lot.
Damn. That's heavy.
Yeah, because I don't think I don't find myself particularly like when I'm out on the street by myself and nobody's around, I'm not like open or even looking at people like that. You know what I mean? But
yeah, it's just something in your aura that draws them near.
I guess I seem like I'm a person who's on the street a lot. I don't know.
Yeah. Like I'm brother, out. You've seen it all. Yeah, you know exactly what I mean.
Not even, more like, you're always in this parking lot, you know.
You know how they do us.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, whoa, like, whoa. Me and you?
Yeah, I woke up in a bed.
Yeah. And I plan to tomorrow.
Yeah, Lord willing. Yes, I think we got this one.
I think Jordan, this answers your question. Hopefully you can go back to your mother and stand up to her and tell her why she's a bigot. And then you get your goddamn job back, Jordan. You stop doing comedy this second.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah. go back to whatever part-time job, I pray that you don't leave to keep doing full-time comedy.
You cut it the fuck out, Jordan. We don't like it one bit.
We don't want you here.
We don't want you, Jordan.
Seats taken.
Bori, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
Not hanging out with Jordan. No, I'm going to be at the Washington, D.C. Improv, Sunday, July 18th, co-headlining with my man, Jamel Johnson. More dates towards the end of the summer to follow. And, you know, watch Royal Crackers on HBO. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Like and subscribe on the YouTube, all that shit.
Oh, yeah. And follow me at Langston Kerman. And if you live in West Jordan, come to the Wise Guys. June 23rd and 24th. If you live in Philly, come to the Punchline July 6th through 8th. And if you live in Wilmington, North Carolina, come to Dead Crow. I'll be there July 28th through 29th. And as always, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can follow us. You can do all the things that make this podcast more popular than it currently is. And if you want to send us your own drops, your own conspiracy theories, if you want to accuse different racial groups of eating each other, please send it to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Bless These Braces.
My name is Tam. I'm a writer and a comedian. When I was a teenager, I had a bat mitzvah and a quinceañera. Now, I'm talking to my favorite writers, actors, and comedians about their coming-of-age ceremonies as we remember what it felt like to supposedly become an adult.
I mean, it is a lot of boner-related stuff.
All I wanted was to be popular and cool, and I wasn't at all.
It was just like there was so much happening in my body.
My bar mitzvah, they did it at a deli.
This is Bless These Braces.
Listen to Bless These Braces from Funny or Die on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.